Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Session of Sanity, right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Yeah, seriously, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only people. It's the only way we win, really win. You know, I know some of you think this is easy. People should, you know, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at how many people, and maybe this is our fault. Maybe we haven't done what we're supposed to do. But some of you who heard me earlier in the show, I said, you know, I sit around with some pastors and some other people, and I sit with small groups at times just to kind of get a feel for what they're thinking. How do they come up with their decisions? You know, where do they decide why they're voting for so-and-so versus so-and-so? Why are you Republican? Why are you Democrat? For you old timers, you remember when I used to ask that question on a regular basis. I don't do this. Look, I don't get rolling. If I do, I don't mean to. I don't do this to shame anybody when I'm asking these questions. I really want to know, why do you feel like you need to be a Democrat? Why do you feel like you need to be a Republican? I went to a meeting. It was disheartening, but it was what it was. I went to a meeting of young folks a couple of years now, before COVID. And it was about a dozen, 14 of them in a room. And we were talking, and I finally looked around the room, I said, why are you Republican? And I'm telling you that over 50% of them couldn't answer the question. And not couldn't answer the question to my satisfaction. They simply couldn't answer the question. I don't know. Well, what do you mean you don't know? You registered as a Republican. What do Republicans stand for that you found interesting enough or lining up enough with your principles that you decided to join that team? One fellow said to me, do you believe in smaller government? I said, what do you mean by that? See, I hate these things. Some of you have been listening for a while, you know this is true. I hate these things. I hate when you get a Republican on the show and he's running for office. I believe in smaller government. I believe in power of the people. I believe in liberty. Okay, all right, let's hit those. Tell me what you mean. What do you mean by that? So when I asked the young man, I said, you know, so what do you mean by smaller government? Well, he couldn't answer the question. Again, does it mean less employees, less intrusion, right? Smaller paychecks? What do you mean by that? And a lot of them can't answer the question. They can't answer what it is about the Republican Party that turns them on, except that they believe, most of them believe, that the Republican Party as a whole is more for freedom than the Democrat Party. I mean, seriously. So I'm okay with that. At least they have something that they're willing to step out on. Come on, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. See, I have to disagree with somebody who said that the Dems are worshiping Satan. No, they're worshiping each other, actually. I mean, come on, think about it. I've said it a million times. They perceive themselves, they believe themselves to be the gods of Mount Olympus. Their own mount, but nonetheless, they believe themselves to be the gods of Mount Olympus. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Wow. Somebody just threw this at me. This is amazing. AOC is the best option for 2024? Oh, come on. It's a joke, right? I don't know. Anyway, let's see. For 2024, AOC... I gotta see who the strategist is before I go through this whole thing. They make me nuts when they do this. Because there's nothing there. Can you imagine? I hate to say it. Can you imagine AOC as a president? We'd all have to leave. We'd all have to leave. That's it. It's over. Seriously. All right. Anyway. AOC. She is, I'm sorry, guys. I just totally, I didn't lose my train of thought. It came to a screeching halt. So, some of the Democrat Party, some of the political strategists are saying that AOC should be the nominee for 2024. I'm going, you should go for it. We won't have to worry. I mean, if the Democrats voted her in as president, she'll be old enough, by the way, by the next election. If the Democrats are really, really vote her in, then you know that dementia runs rampant in that party. I don't believe it will, but I'm just saying. In an op-ed for The Hill, Hopkins compared the congresswoman to former President Barack Obama as the fresh air that Democrats need to reinvigorate the party. Oh, God. AOC is less of a personality and more of a movement, he said. The smart, photogenic... okay. Yeah, he's done already. Joe Messina, your host. We'll hit this on the other side. Be back in a minute.
Is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance. insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROPE-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what I want. All right, so I'll give you more heartburn for the evening. Representative AOC, it seems, according to some strategists, is the prime pick for the Democrats to run for president in 2024. This is great. I don't even know where to go with that. Right? Because it's not a not a joke. They're serious. They think she has the same charisma that Obama had. I mean, figure that one out. So, anyway, yeah, the smart, photogenic congresswoman, smart, he lost me. The story is over right there. This is the same woman that thinks that all you have to do is vote out SCOTUS. She's a brain surgeon. She's cultivated a following beyond politics. She's an influence in her purest form. Her ability to relate to her supporters allowed them a glimpse into her private life. See, we've become reality stars, so we don't need statesmen anymore. We don't need people who understand the Constitution, who know the Constitution. We don't need people who understand the law or know the law. No. What we have now is we have reality stars. We have social media influencers. Right? I mean, come on. This is a reflection of our education system. This is a reflection of what we've taught these younger folks that are coming out of these schools. See people's hearts like a hero. I mean, she actually called the drag queens patriots. Well, what is she calling soldiers? How does she define patriot? Right? It's just amazing. The writer goes on to say the simplicity of which she talks about everyday struggles. She owns a Tesla. She makes $180,000 a year. I'm sorry. What kind of struggles is she having exactly? These people get a per diem. I mean, for the most part, most of these guys are getting $250,000 a year. They get a daily per diem. They get health insurance. I mean, should we go down a list of what they get? So to try to say that somebody in Congress understands your struggles is wrong. See, I think they should be paid commensurate with the state that they live in. Now, what I mean by that is I grew up in the technology business. Some of you guys know that. Okay, I grew up as a technician. And one of the guys I grew up in a business with, he moved from California to Indiana. And the company had a policy where they would never reduce your pay. And not that I wanted him to suffer for it. I don't mean that at all. But here in California, it required 40% more to live. So when he moved back to Indiana, he and I would talk from time to time, and he'd say, "Hey, I'm living like a king." See, they couldn't cut my paycheck. So he was saving money like crazy because he said, "Look, if I quit the company and I go to work for another company, I'll never make this money." And he was right. But he hung out there 5, 6, 7 more years. He was able to save a boatload of money. So I think these Congress people should be paid commensurate with where they live. Yeah, true. In the chat room, they say, you know, she claims about not making enough money while she's sitting there sipping on expensive wine. Right? The voice of the movement that began after the banks were bailed out by the government, while homeowners were left to default, the simplicity with which she talks about everyday struggles. She isn't beholden to corporations. Yeah. Now, that's true. She doesn't have a lot of big corporations behind her. Right? She does a lot. She raises a boatload of money with small fundraisers. And all these young people are excited to see another young people there. Another young person there. Young people. Wow. Now, Hopkins previously supported President Joe Biden in 2020. He has since he admitted that Biden deserves a primary challenger in 2024 to force Democrats to fight. Think about it. Hopkins, in his perspective, he said, if Senator Bernie Sanders out of Vermont is the godfather of the progressive movement, then AOC is Michael Corleone. That's disgusting. AOC wields a superpower that is rarely found in Washington. She's afraid to lose. Her 2018 victory was just, it wasn't historic, and it wasn't precedent-setting. The person she was running against didn't do anything because he thought he had it sewed up. Can we call these things for what they are? She was just as much surprised as me. She had no idea she was going to pull this off. Anyway, it was just shocking. When most first saw a brilliant... This is what he's saying. God, he needs to get out more. Much like when we first saw a brilliant speaker with a funny name and big ears remind us that through hope and change, we could put our country on a new course. Yeah, you know who he's talking about, right? Talking about Obama. A brilliant speaker with a funny name and big ears. Wow. ALC has the ability to tell the story to her generation. Because most of them in her generation can only understand things at the fourth or fifth grade level. Hopkins also acknowledged the polls that showed up 75% of Democrats want the party to nominate someone other than Biden. But not AOC. They're going to try to sell her as a fresh start. You know, remember, the biggest weapon that the Democrats have against us is the press. They own them all. It's that simple. They own them all. Right? They own social media. They own the printed media. Right? They own radio, TV. Man, they got TV sewn up to a big degree. This is crazy. Should President Biden announce that he's not going to seek a second term, AOC would represent the bridge that hope to create. Much like Barack Obama talked about his student loan debt, AOC can uniquely talk about the struggles of a forgotten generation waiting for someone to speak up for them at $189,000 a year. Joe Messina, your host, be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume green metal whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had green metal whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green metal whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with green metal whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
It's primary day in five states: Arizona, Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, and Washington. The battle for control of the U.S. House and Senate is up for grabs this cycle. And for the first time since the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, Kansas will vote whether abortion can be constitutionally protected. In 2019, the state Supreme Court ruled personal autonomy is protected in the state constitution's Bill of Rights and applied tight regulations for abortion. Kansas voters are deciding whether to pass that amendment, which will remove the constitutional right, or against it, which would keep it in place. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. I'm sorry, I'll speak English eventually. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. You know? I mean, seriously. Anyway, I really do appreciate that. You know, what I love is we're seeing a lot of the old-time Democrats not willing to step up and back Joe. Can anybody figure out why that, what that is, what it's about? Right? Now, finally, as we close out this AOC throw-up moment, they go on to, the article goes on to say that AOC could be the perfect candidate to embarrass a bully like Donald Trump. Or Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. Look, she has got no... See, it shows you how much disdain the Democrats have for this country. The woman couldn't tell you anything about... remember about this. Iran, Iraq, Russia. I mean, nothing. Nothing on foreign policy whatsoever. Because they know they could totally control her. All right? So this is what we've reverted to in this country now. Is that we want you to be a social media star. You can have the IQ of a dead gnat, and we still want to vote you in. Right? Are we for real here? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to hear what you have to say. I'm really done with my friends on the Democrat side, and I've been weeding them out. I'm really done with my friends on the Democrat side who say, you know, anybody's better than Donald Trump, right? If you think that AOC is better than Donald Trump, then I don't want to be your friend. I don't even want to converse with you at this point. Because if this hate has filled your body so much that you're willing to take somebody who has no clue whatsoever to how government operates, thinks that she can simply wave a wand to wipe out SCOTUS, She thought when she came on board, when she got elected, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to, you know, pass a law. It's like, you don't pass any laws. She thought she was going to have an inauguration. You're brain dead. That's not smart. And if you think she's smart because of, I mean, and ignore those comments, then you are a danger to the community and the country. Seriously. This guy says Democrats want a fighter, not a politician. They want someone who punches back. And, you know, I mean, there's a lot of idiots out there that take on battles they have no way of winning. They do some really stupid stuff. Is that what you want? You want somebody who's consistently doing stupid stuff? Anyway, with Biden's failing approval rating and his failing health, many Democrats and media pundits have suggested replacing him in 2024. Joe Manchin refused to discuss whether he should be replaced or not. Right? Well, you guys are idiots. You're asking him questions. He's in the middle of trying to work a deal to get something for his state. You want him to talk about how Joey B should go? Are you for real? You really have to sit there and question the the mental ability of some of these people. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this. I love how I'm watching the polls have closed all around the place. You're seeing more and more of these wins for Republicans, wins for Trump Republicans. Yeah, I don't. You know what? I have no sympathy for you guys in Missouri anymore, and Michigan. I don't even know what to do. Cori Bush wins again. Really? Tlaib? Really? Now maybe this is a good thing. Okay, when I say that, I mean maybe it's a good thing from a standpoint that the Republican that's going to go up against these people will be able to win. I don't know. Right? But if that's the case, and they can win that way, I'm in. You know, Trump backed Tudor Dixon. She won the Michigan GOP gubernatorial primary. She was Trump backed. And that field was crowded. You had a fight to get on top of that field. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Decide to fight. Okay? Not just sit there and whine. Not pound the keyboard. But fight. So I really do appreciate your time. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. By the way, you know, it's not getting, I don't know if it's getting a lot of press or not. But, you know, Kentucky, the people of Kentucky, flooding, devastation, nothing like they've ever seen before. We need to pray for these people, okay? You need to take a minute and pray for these people. If you're one of those people that loves to help out, do me a favor. Don't get screwed by the. You're going to get emails. You're going to see all kinds of stuff online. Help out the people of Kentucky. You know what? As much as I don't like to push any one particular group, this is where you really have to hunker down and do a Red Cross kind of thing. Right? No, really. Do a Red Cross. How you know where the money is. You know where it's going. They've been around for a long time. So these groups that pop up out of all of a sudden. And then you don't know where your money's going. You don't know anything about it. So just don't get sucked in by it. And a lot of you guys are good people listening to the show. You want to help out. I get it. I want to help out too. I want to help out. God, I couldn't get that to roll off the tongue. You know, again, if you want to help out, that's great. I really do appreciate that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I went over this story quickly. I hit on it the other night and ran out of time. Somebody said I left them hanging. But the MSNBC columnist, Dishan Alim, warned that America is enduring a crisis. It's rooted in an excess of, in an excess of religion. Right? I mean, the point where the country is becoming a Christian theocracy, really? Boy, this, I don't know if this person's a male or female. But man, did they not do their homework. Becoming? We're actually becoming less Christian now than when we were first founded. Much less. I've seen the books that were first taught in high school, in schools in this country. Very Christian oriented. Whether you want to hear it or not, it's the truth. You know, and he goes on to say, or she goes on to say, despite being raised in a Muslim household, he did not pull punches when singling out other religions for being problematic in American political institutions. He warned that the Christian right is fueled by a radically reactionary Supreme Court, because two-thirds of it's Catholic. Boy, he doesn't know much about Catholics, does he? The overturning of Roe v. Wade means that the lives of women across the country are being held hostage by conservative Christian conception of life. No, it's not true. See, I'm going to keep saying it's not true. Abortion was not wiped out in this country, as you saw tonight in Kentucky. Okay? Aline blasted Republican politicians for invoking the Christian faith and the opposition of transgender rights and abortion. No. We don't have to. How about this? We'll assert our faith in science, because that's your religion. Let's talk about the science of abortion, what it does, what it is. I don't want to, because I always do. And then let's talk about the rights or the science of transgenderism. The lies that are being told. And now, all these young ladies who were told that they could reverse all what was going on, all these young ladies out of detransitioning because it didn't fix the problem that they were having, now have found out that they can't give birth. They're having all kinds of trouble. Isn't that great? You guys have done a great job, haven't you, on the left? You've done a great job taking that science has already proved that over 92% of these kids that have gender dysphoria go back to their original mentally, go back physically, go back, or mentally, I should say, go back to their birth gender if you let it play out. But you can't do that, can you? See, they're playing God again. Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Silver Senior Host. Always a pleasure. You know, I was just thinking about this. I'm watching some things go down on the TV set. I know. I'm switching gears on you guys, but deal with it. Biden, in the last 12 months or so, 8 months, whatever, not from the day he took office, but he claimed that Al-Qaeda was gone out of Afghanistan. They didn't exist there anymore, but yet, didn't he just take out some kind of leader out of Afghanistan? I'm just asking, you know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And so much appreciate the time, sir. All right, so we're talking about I want to blow this one, because I blew past it the other day, and I didn't mean to. But the MSNBC columnist that claimed that American Christians are holding women, or U.S. women, hostage. And so far, every comment that he's made about the religion, about what's going down, has been wrong, incorrect. So Alim is proposing a energetic, organized atheist movement. He wants to call it communitarian atheism, to be a solution claiming it would provide an effective way to guard against the twin crises of intensifying religious extremism. Now, here's what I don't understand. They all came to this country because they loved it. Your parents, if maybe you were born here, your parents, if you're an immigrant,
came here because they loved this country. They loved the freedoms that it offered. They loved all of this. And yet, you don't seem to. If you go back and read the Founding Fathers' letters that they wrote to each other, if you read how they came up with some of the laws they came up with, you're going to find out hard and fast that these people, I don't want to call them these people, they did this to the glory of God. Read their letters. Why do you think we don't have a dictator? Why do you think we don't have a king? Because the framers truly believed, that the power was given to us by God. All men are created equal. Not all men below the king are created equal. The king is above everybody. No. All men are created equal. Right? We've got unalienable rights for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And the idea was, and they stated very simply, we the people had the power. We would take that power. We would put it on Joe Smith, Congressman Joe Smith, Senator Joe. Actually, in their mind, we screwed up the senator stuff too. But let's just say, so we would vote in a congressperson, a representative to our area. We would confer that power that we the people have, on them. They were to go to D.C. and make sure that his area, her area, the area in which that they were elected to go represent, that they would make known the will of the people in the guidelines of the Constitution, from within the guidelines of the Constitution. That's what was supposed to happen. Now notice that we take the power and we're conferring it up to, right, the Congress people. Now the senators, who were never supposed to be like that. The governors, your local electeds, the whole nine yards. You gotta really read the founders' books. That simple. So, we're in England and other countries, the king, they perceived, well, the king perceived for sure, that he was given the power by God. He was anointed by God. He was given the power by God. And then he would distribute that any way he saw fit. So if you were his bud, you were Lord, Landalot, you got whatever he decided to give you. If you're on his bad side, you better watch it. Your head might be detached soon. But think about all that. That's what our founding fathers wanted. They wanted us in control of our life so we could pursue happiness and freedom. The people in control today want you to have none of that. They don't want you to have any control of your life. I know some of you are sitting there, you're not working, or you got some issues financially or what have you. You know, and here's the other thing. I hate this, and I've had people say it. I'm not rich. Tammy and I are not rich. We've had times in our life where we're living week to week. We've had times in our life where we had abundance. Right? In the past, there's been times in the past where we've done our taxes and looked at each other and go, how in God's creation are we still here? And not living in a car. We've all been where you guys have been. Or we've been where you guys have been. And God has been good to us. He's opened up doors for us to make it through, to get things done. Couldn't do that anywhere else. You couldn't do that anywhere else on the planet. What you could do is you become a subject of one of these places and be fed and given money and given all kinds of stuff from the government to survive. And now who's your God? Who's your sufficiency? You Christians out there, you know, the Bible says that God is your sufficiency and He alone is your sufficiency. Oh, not Him and the government and the local food pantry and whatever. I mean, not that the food pantries are bad, so don't take that the wrong way. But my point is, God is your sufficiency. God is the one you should be looking to. Right? I don't get it. I don't understand any of it. So anyway, this guy's proposing 180 degrees away from what our founding fathers wanted. A communitarian atheism. He thinks it will provide a guard against the twin crises of intensifying religious extremism and the atomizing social consequences of a plunge in conventional religiosity on the other side. An organized atheist community can help agitate for the finance and secularist equivalency. There it is. There's the word. Secularism. Right? They want to take secularism and twist it and contort it to make it the same as federalism. Right? True federalist doesn't believe that the government should have more power. They think it should have less. Right? We keep looking at this stuff. We haven't realized yet, basically, the bottom line with it is our founding fathers wanted the federal government to have less power, not more power. They didn't want them constantly stepping in. Right? An organized atheist community. Boy, that scares me. I'm not kidding. Look, I know atheists. I've got friends. I believe it or not, my friends are atheists. But they're not militant about it. They appreciate the fact that we have a belief system. And, you know, this is just amazing. He said the most urgent task, though, for atheists in modern America is to guard against the astonishing uptick in the power of the religious right. Now, what I love is, again, if he would do his homework, if he would truly look at where our founding fathers were, what they wanted, and what they set forth, and what we had as a foundation for years, he'd find out we were very religious, if you like that term. I don't. So, again, I say to you, we've allowed this to happen, whether you're a religious person or not. Look, even if you're, as I jokingly say, a devout atheist, and you love this country, and you're honest, got to be honest. If you're honest, then you would easily be able to say, yeah, our founding fathers did found this country on Christian, Judeo-Christian principles. They did want, read some of the writings of Thomas Jefferson, who they claim was an atheist or deist. When he talked about the principles and precepts of Christianity being important, extremely important. George Washington said you couldn't even be considered a patriot if you denied God. Okay, so you just have to think these things through and pay attention. Real Joe 855-732-5563. Look, guys, you've got an election coming up. Right? It's a big deal. You've got an election coming up, and in that election, and I should actually play the piece from David Barton, where he lays out to prove to you, when you come out to vote, when conservative Christians come out to vote, things move. Things get changed. All kinds of family-friendly legislation comes forward. You know, unless, of course, you've got a really weird thought of what family-friendly means. You know what I'm saying? So this is why you need to get involved in your community, find out who, what, where, how, and when, and make sure you're supporting those people that support the same things you do. This is the only way you win. We have to, you guys call it sacrifice. I don't. You have to sacrifice to make a difference. There's no way to win otherwise. Hey, God bless people. Have a great rest of the night. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with me.